Investigators looking at last week's city elections say they could be finished with their work by the end of this afternoon. City Attorney Brooks Chandler is conducting the inquiry along with City Clerk Deborah Mack and City Manager Chris Laddick. This is Brooks Chandler.
My impression is that we've made enough progress that we would be able to complete it today.
The legitimacy of last week's election was called into question in a letter sent to the city Monday by City Council candidate Randall Baker, who alleges that a large number of voters who cast ballots last Tuesday weren't Unalaska residents, or in some cases, U.S. citizens. Baker later explained that this was directed mostly at the seasonal workers who are employed by Unalaska's processing plants. The three investigators spent most of yesterday combing through voter registration rolls, flagging voters they thought might not be able to demonstrate an intent to stay in Unalaska, which is one of the grounds on which the state determines whether you can vote or not. As of yet, the investigators do not plan to look at the question of citizenship. Chandler says that this is in part because while voter registration forms require voters to check a box indicating that they are U.S. citizens, registrars aren't required to check proof of citizenship.
There's no requirement that they investigate citizenship status. Their only job is to either ask the person if they're a citizen or to verify that the person that's registering to vote has checked the box and completed the form and has indicated that they're a United States citizen. So I don't see the election investigation turning into an INS-type investigation unless some very specific additional information was brought forward.
Yesterday, Baker's lawyer did send the city the names of two specific Unalaska residents he believes are not U.S. citizens, but Chandler says those names did not appear on the 2007 rolls. This morning, the investigators interviewed Donna Ron, the housing supervisor at the Unicy plant, who described the employment situation of the Unicy employees who constituted the majority of the voters that had been flagged in yesterday's proceedings. She described all of them as either full-time employees of the Unalaska plant or seasonal employees who spend 10 months of the year here, except for a handful of people who either rent from Unicy or no longer work at the company. However, on several occasions, Ron referred to those employees going, quote, home at various times of the year, with a clear implication that home was somewhere else. Here's one such exchange from her interview with City Clerk Deborah Mack.
Toby Nguyen?
He stays, but he's only been here about 3 years. But he doesn't go home. He hasn't gone home except one time in those 3 years.
He's full-time?
No, he's seasonal 10, I guess, because he's only gone home one time in 3 years.
Randall Baker, who has been critical of the investigation so far, seized on that statement as evidence that the seasonal employees are not really residents of Unalaska.
I think they need to be checking to see if these guys have out-of-state residency with driver's license and own homes down south, and defining what conducting business in Unalaska means. When you just come to Unalaska and conduct business and then you go home after every season, does that make you a resident of Unalaska? Do you have a vested interest here?
Investigators also considered the question of whether processing plant employees would have any reason to vote for or against any particular candidate in the election in unequal proportion. Unicy Operations Manager and City Council Member Rocky Caldero testified yesterday that they would not, and further consideration of that question this morning was limited to a brief survey of the candidates' statements that appeared in several consecutive issues of the Dutch Harbor Fisherman prior to the election. Chandler took Baker's statement that he, quote, would like to see the working class have a voice, unquote, in local politics as a reference to the plant employees in question, although in the context of Baker's campaign, it is fairly clear that he was actually referring to the community's unionized workers. Investigators did not bring up any of the fisherman questionnaire answers that were specific to the processing industry, although there were a few. Mayor Shirley Marquardt stated in hers that, quote, I have a strong fisheries background, unquote, while her challenger Shannon Morrison stated that, quote, with the decline in the fishing industries, we should be looking into other alternative industry to support Unalaska Dutch Harbor, end quote. Possibly as soon as today, investigators will conclude whether misconduct occurred in the election and whether that misconduct was great enough to affect the outcome of the race. The investigation continues this afternoon at City Hall and is open to the public, although public comment is not being taken in the proceedings.